As a business owner and entrepreneur, conversion is your only problem, and words are your only solution. I heard that yesterday from my friend and mentor, John Benson. And so today I want to explore how to get your copy written faster and more effectively. We're going to touch on this very, very briefly because I think obviously this could be a three-day workshop or more. But let's just look at the high points, and then maybe we'll dive into this in a couple of future episodes. So the first thing is, let's do our little intro here. You are listening to Mike Connolly on Strategicast, where we explore how to tell your story so you can sell more and build trust with your audience. All right, let's dive in. So there's going to be three things that will help you get more copy written faster. And of course, writing copy, writing sales messages, sales pages, sales letters, sales emails is one of the highest value activities that you can do in your business. And so this is a really critical topic. So let's break this down real quick. And then, like I said, we'll follow up on maybe some future episodes with the details on how to do these things. But I look at it in three ways. There's research, and then organize, and then what I'll call technologize. Okay. So the first part, research, is maybe the most critical, and I think also most overlooked when it comes to writing copy. Sometimes people talk about not, you know, knowing what to say, just sitting there looking at a blank screen and a blinking cursor. And usually that's because they don't have a feel for who they're writing to, who their message is for, and the pain point that they can help them overcome. And so the first step is to do your research. And this is, again, a very deep topic, but let's just break it down in terms of when you understand who it is that you're writing to, who it is that your message is for, on a deep level where you clearly understand what their pain point is, what their complaint is, what the solution, the best solution for them is that they may not realize. And tied in with all that, a single unique idea that they haven't heard of before. And that just takes, you could Google is your best friend here. In terms of understanding your market, going out and interviewing people who are in your market. So if your market is, let's say, guys who are 50 years old and want to build muscle, then go out and talk to a few of them and, sit down, have lunch, have coffee, get them on the phone, and whatever you can do to find out, in their words, what it is that they would like to see different in their lives. So research is critical. Second thing is organizing that research and organizing your whole project in terms of what the outcome is going to be. So let's break that down into two ways. One is when you're gathering your research, what I do is I'll put everything into a spreadsheet with columns for different aspects of the research. So you've got your pain points, you've got objections, you've got the benefits. There's a whole list of things that maybe we'll follow up on in some future episodes that you want to have in a preset framework that when you're doing your research, you just drop them into the right box, right? So we're going to organize your research, and then also you're going to organize how your message is going to be framed. In other words, a framework or an outline for your message. There are several of those out there that are tried and true. The AIDA formula, just to give you one very simple example, which is attention, interest, desire, action. So that's a very simple framework for any sales message. By the way, that'll work as a fallback for any time you're writing a sales message, but have a framework ready so that as you're thinking through, what the sales letter or sales page is going to be, you have some places to drop different ideas that are going to occur to you as you're doing your research. So we talked about research, we talked about organize, and then the third one is technologize. I think that it doesn't make sense right now to ignore some of the technology that's out there that can help you write. Just like anything else, technology is a reinforcement of your own abilities, okay? A tool is anything that helps you do something better. And there are some pretty cool tools out there right now for helping writers, and in particular, helping copywriters. I'm just going to give you three of my favorites, and the first one is called Copy Pro. This is a product by John Benson, and it is a really sophisticated tool for putting together a piece of copy that has a foundation from some copywriters who have had a lot of success. Really successful marketers have put their content into this piece of software, which then, through what John calls AI, which is augmented intelligence, kind of formulates it as you're building your message. So without going into too much detail on it, because like I said, it's a fairly sophisticated product, I will say that it's something to look into, is John Benson's Copy Pro. My second favorite tool is there's three of them from CoSchedule. They have a headline analyzer, they've got an email subject line analyzer, and they've got a social media post analyzer. You can just Google those. They're all free, and they are based on algorithms that may or may not really, communicate with your audience. But I like them as sort of sparring partners. I use them to kind of force myself to come up with, the best possible solution in all of those. And you don't always, but I find a very helpful and useful tool. And the third tool that I'll share with you that I really like is Readable. And this is you can Google that. I think it's readable.com maybe. It is a tool that gives you what they call the FK score. What you want to be doing is make sure that you're talking to people on an eighth grade level or lower, whether they're CEOs, PhDs, whatever, doesn't really matter. If the writing is too complex, it won't get read, it won't get listened to, it won't get watched. So you want to filter your message through that lens of is it easy enough, is it simple enough for someone to comprehend quickly? And Readable is just a really great piece of software or tool to help you do that. So there you go. It's a few tips on how to write your copy faster and more effectively. I hope that you enjoyed this presentation and found it helpful. If you liked it, please let a friend know. The more you engage, the better content we can deliver for you. Subscribe, download, post a review. Thanks for listening. See you next time.